live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc.
No insurance? CareArc has you covered. Healthcare can be expensive, but with their sliding scale, your costs are discounted based off your income, regardless of your insurance status. They partner with local pharmacies to give you discounted prices on select medications. The discount program could save you thousands off the cost of your meds. No membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider, visit one of their contract pharmacies, and save. At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be affordable. Learn how you can save at carearc.org.
KVOE News Time is 8:42, Newsmaker 2 time here today. And we're pleased to have with us Corner House Administrators Ray Rogers and Rod Shepard joining us this morning. Ray, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's a great morning. A little bit of rain for the grass, so I get a mow later on.
Wait until Saturday, though, on that, right?
Okay.
Rod, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Well, we are looking forward to a busy weekend, but you can get your weekend started with a really neat fundraiser here, Rod. We're talking about the biscuits and gravy deal coming up.
Yeah, we're doing a little biscuits and gravy fundraiser at the facility for our peer mentor program. They're going to use that money to do things like buy Royals tickets and pay for cyber bowling. And another thing they've been doing a lot is doing game day, and they do that right there at the facility. It's a clean activity. Instead of drinking, watching the game, they're all staying clean together, so works good.
Outstanding. Ray, how much are tickets for the – or how much are tickets here for the biscuits and gravy, and what do you get with that money?
Okay. It's $7 a plate. That's sausage, hash browns, biscuits and gravy. $10 for all you can eat. Children under 5 are free. 6 to 12 is $5. So
okay.
That's a deal.
That is a deal.
That is a deal.
And for folks that don't know, where is the Corner House facility?
418 Market.
Okay. Good deal. Ray, let's talk a little bit about the peer mentoring program. And as Ron mentioned, where the money's going. But let's talk about how it developed and how it's unfolded so far.
Well, one of the things that's been discovered through the field of recovery is that a lot of people coming into recovery early on, man, I can't dance if I'm not loaded, and I can't fish if I'm not. Everything in this in the individual's lives centered around being loaded, and so one of the things that needs to happen is they not only need to see that other people are doing things like fishing and going to movies and just all things that most people take for granted without the ability or without the enhancement of substances, and that's a real daunting task. And so the peer mentor program assigns an individual to help show them that, yeah, you can have fun without substances. And it's a very important transition that needs to be made between the people in recovery and the world. It's really that big of a deal.
And the other thing, too, is the peer mentors are their first contact, you know, and they help steer them towards treatment. It's like, oh, this isn't such a scary deal. This is something I can do. Plus, after treatment, they give them extra support there, too, because that's a real tricky time for folks is after they leave treatment.
It means something, I would imagine, when it comes from somebody who's like in your guys' leadership positions, with, but it means something entirely different when it's from somebody who's maybe their age or really a more recent experience.
Well, one of the big priorities to be a peer mentor is that you're in recovery yourself, and they're like just 2 or 3 years in their recovery, where, and they don't people don't feel that they're an authority figure. I mean, I'm in recovery myself, but there's just no way that I can't be seen as an authority figure, and it may not open up to me as much.
Right.
So the peer mentors help take the edge off of a lot of things.
They bring to the conversation a level of credibility with the whole concept, because they can look them in the eye and say, yeah, I thought that, or yeah, I did that, or yeah, those same things were right on my mind, and they become more believable. And not that all the counselors and everyone else involved aren't believable, but not to the same level as someone who's been there, done that.
Ray Rogers and Rod Shepherd joining us with Corner House as we talk about the biscuits and gravy breakfast, which is coming up Saturday morning at Corner House 418 Market. We forgot to mention the times that folks can get.
7 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay, good deal. And I wanted to ask you, too, about the early returns from the program, because you've had this in place for a few months now. You mentioned where the money is going to be going, really activities that show people that it you can have fun, as Ray said, without being loaded. But have you seen some promising early returns with this?
Well, yeah, it's made. I tell you what we're seeing from it, Chuck, is we're seeing more people come back a year after they left treatment and go, hey, I'm still doing good, which is it's just helped the overall success of people's recovery.
And I'm seeing a real building of community amongst those early in their recovery. They have a connection now, because their former connections were their dealers and the liquor store attendants and things like that. And now in recovery, they're really starting to get there. And for long-term recovery, that's where they have to get. They have to get comfortable in the 12-step programs. They have to get comfortable in those arenas, and that has to become that new touchstone.
Social support.
Yeah, these are the people that are just like me.
I'll tell you what we see from it. We've got one guy who finished treatment. I won't mention his name, but he finished treatment well over 2 years ago. And he comes in, I think, Thursday mornings, but he comes in Thursday morning with breakfast for the entire group. Yeah. And he does it every week.
See, he belongs.
Yeah.
He belongs. Yeah. And it's that sense of belonging that leads to long-term recovery.
Yeah. And I think the peer mentoring program helps that to happen an awful lot.
That opens that door.
And another big thing that they do is they'll take people to their first 12-step meeting, whether AA or NA. And, it's a lot easier to get somebody to go if you got somebody to
go with.
Kind of hold their hand the first couple times anyway.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. All right, so remind folks before we wrap things up, guys, when and where here for the biscuits and gravy fundraising breakfast, and kind of the details, the how much, what you're going to get, and then again, where the money is going to go into.
Okay, 418 Market. We're a great big two-story tan building. We're not actually on the corner. We're building from the corner. It's going to start at 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. $10 all you can eat, $7 a plate. You're going to get biscuits and gravy, sausage, hash browns. Children under 5 are free. 6 to 12 is going to be $5. The money goes into the peer mentoring program. They're going to use it for to pay for activities that they do with the folks. One that was a big hit was Royals game last year. Cyber bowling is, I have no idea what cyber bowling is, but it's pretty popular. A big deal there is it's, I guess, not cheap to do, so we're going to pay for people to go cyber bowling.
So one of the other things that I really wanted to point out real quick, if I could, is that it helps for the peer mentoring program to raise this money for themselves. Obviously, we could budget money for these things, but that level of ownership that comes from raising the money, determining how to spend the money, those are life skills that we're trying to teach people who have never learned those things. And so it's huge, and it's going to be a great breakfast all morning long. Please come out. If you're diabetic and can't eat biscuits and gravy, flip a $5 in the hat and thank everybody for doing what they're doing.
Okay, good deal. Well, guys, hope you have a great turnout. Thanks for joining us. And please keep us posted on other events, activities, or just updates here on the programs that you've got. We'd love to have you back in.
Thank you so much, Chuck.
Thanks, Chuck. Stop in for breakfast.
I think I will. Ray Rogers, Rod Shepherd joining us here from Corner House. It's 8:53 on KVUE Live and Local.
All right, thanks, gentlemen. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc. 8:52, 52 degrees. Good morning.
Emporia State University Theater presents Love for Love by William Conway.